In San Diego, a military panel has just found a Navy SEAL lieutenant not guilty on all counts of abusing an Iraqi detainee who later died in CIA custody at Abu Ghraib prison. Lieutenant Andrew Ledford was not charged with the man's death, but allegations that Ledford punched the prisoner and allowed others to do the same prompted the court-martial. The charges stemmed from an incident in Iraq 18 months ago when Ledford was heading a SEAL unit that was working with the CIA. NPR's John McChesney is in San Diego, where the verdict just came in. John, how long did it take the panel to find the lieutenant innocent?
They were out for 3 hours, Michelle, just 3 hours. Military courts seemed to work pretty quickly. And they came back in with a not guilty on all counts, as you said, and I think the courtroom was pretty surprised, and a number of people in there were very happy. Lieutenant Ledford's family was all there. His father is a bird colonel in the Army, his sister is an Apache helicopter pilot, her husband is an Apache helicopter pilot. A bunch of the guys were there from the SEAL team, and there was a lot of rejoicing in the courtroom after that verdict was announced.
Any word from Ledford? Has he talked to reporters?
He didn't. His lawyer did. His lawyer, Frank Spinner, who does a lot of these military cases, said that Lieutenant Ledford wanted to go into privacy. He's still on active duty with the SEALs, does a lot of top-secret stuff, didn't want to get mixed up with the media.
John, give us a little bit of background on this case. As we said, Lieutenant Ledford was not charged with murder. What was he charged with?
He was charged with beating al-Jamadi after they captured him in the wee hours and allowing his men to beat him. They captured him in his apartment and cuffed him and put a hood over his head and took him into forward operating base. And there, some beating took place, and some of his other men, some of the SEALs in his unit, have received non-judicial punishment for that going on. But what happened with Ledford was that the government could not come up with a single witness who would say that they saw Ledford hit al-Jamadi, and they didn't come up with a witness who said that he saw what the men were doing in that Humvee to al-Jamadi, which was poking him with their rifle muzzles, kicking him and punching him with their fists.
One of the witnesses was the lieutenant himself. How did he defend himself throughout the proceedings?
Well, he described the nature of these missions and that they're high tension, you know, very dangerous missions in the middle of the night in hostile neighborhoods, and that his men came back and they're up on a big adrenaline rush, and got a little, his men obviously got a little out of hand. He didn't say that, but that's what happened. But he wasn't there. He was away in another building when this went on, and nobody could put him there and put him in responsibility for it. And I think that's probably why the jury let him off. This case became famous, not as famous as the other Abu Ghraib story, but al-Jamadi's corpse, a picture of it, came out with the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. And al-Jamadi died in CIA custody. And over this trial has been hanging the shadow of the CIA. CIA is perhaps responsible for al-Jamadi's death, not the SEALs. And the SEALs have felt like they've been tried for something that the CIA did. Defense Attorney Frank Spinner characterized the case as a case of prosecutorial excess as a result of the pictures and abuse at Abu Ghraib, that the government wanted these SEALs punished because of Abu Ghraib.
Well, the SEAL unit, as you said, worked together with the CIA, and some witnesses from the CIA were called to testify. How did the court deal with sensitive national security concerns in this case?
Well, at several points during the trial, we were asked to leave the courtroom while classified sections were going on. And at one point, there was a CIA agent testifying, and they drew these big blue curtains behind which he testified. We couldn't see him. Neither one of the CIA agents who testified, I'm told, in any way did anything to contribute to the government's case.
Just quickly, John, what's next? The proceeding's not over yet.
It is over. It's all over. There will be no sentencing because he was not guilty. So he goes back to work, and there will be fallout from this case, no doubt.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's John McChesney speaking to us from San Diego.